Today is the final day of the first annual World Summit to End Human Trafficking. It's taking place at the Carter Center. Now, groups are there from 9 different countries. The overall goal is to interact and share knowledge and resources in hopes of developing strategies that actually work to end the industry of sexual exploitation of young people.
And Dennis, according to End Human Trafficking Now, it's estimated that human trafficking generates $40 billion annually. And the most common form of human trafficking, 79%, is through sexual exploitation. The victims are predominantly women and girls. Well, tonight, to close out the summit, there's a candlelight vigil, which will take place at Centennial Olympic Park. And joining a closer look now is Dave McCleary. He's the director of the Rotarian Action Group Against Child Slavery for the Americas. Dave, thanks for coming. We appreciate you taking the time.
Sure. Thank you for having me on.
I want to begin with this because often we hear people say, well, trafficking is not something that happens in my neighborhood, or those are just troubled kids that get caught up. What did you know about trafficking before you got involved in the advocacy work, and how much knowledge have you garnered?
A lot. Actually, in 2012, I was part of something called Passion Conference, and I was a door holder, volunteer for a conference for youth, 45,000 youth. And through that conference, I met a girl named Melissa who went to Roswell High School and was trafficked in downtown Atlanta. I asked her to come speak to our Rotary Club in Roswell. And once she got through speaking, one of our members came up and gave her a big hug. I said, how'd you know Melissa? He said, she used to babysit my kids when she was 12. And I thought, this isn't somebody else's problem. And what a great opportunity for Rotary International to take this issue on with 1.2 million Rotarians worldwide.
You mentioned Roswell because I think for a lot of people, we think of this problem as being an inner city problem, or those are runaway kids, or those are kids that want to be trafficked. We're talking about a Roswell suburban area, and again, people saying, not in my neighborhood.
You're exactly right. There's a group called Georgia Cares, which actually takes all the helpline calls here in Georgia. And they've received calls from over 80 counties, over 1,400 calls in the last few years. And so it's from all over. And talking with the GBI, they can tell you that it's in every county in this state.
And that brings up the really touchy question, because you're a Rotarian, you're working with a group of primarily business folks who think not only is it not in my neighborhood, but the customer couldn't be anybody I know. It's not just the victims, it's the customers who... You know, you think, oh, that's got to be somebody who looks different from me. How do you address that when you're talking to a group of folks you're trying to enlist in this effort?
That's a great question. I'm actually a work group chair for the Governor's Task Force on Human Trafficking over a new subcommittee on demand, and that's exactly what we're addressing. We're addressing some protocols to go into businesses. And one thing we're excited about this summit at the Carter Center, for the first time, that I've been told for the first time, we're actually having entire sessions on business community, and we're getting feedback from the businesses on how best to integrate this knowledge to end human trafficking within the business community.
Because let's imagine, for instance, somebody trying to put together a transaction, and it's happening online in most cases, or at least in many cases. Aren't some of the customers using their computers at work to do this?
You're exactly right, and that's one of the things that we've been asking corporations to monitor, not only their company expenses, but how's the internet being used. And it really benefits the company because it's better morale. Obviously they don't want to get caught, have a bad news story about anybody that works for them. But I'll tell you that I'm really excited about the companies that are beginning to come on board on this issue once they find out that it is in their backyard and it is happening all over the city and the state.
We're speaking with Dave McCleary. He's the director of the Rotarian Action Group Against Child Slavery for the Americas. As we mentioned, right now, the Carter Center is the first annual World Summit to End Human Trafficking. Dave, I want to bring up something, because over the years, we've heard about the importance of getting men out in front of this issue and how men can be helpful. Is it challenging still to have this type of conversation about someone seeking sex with a minor with your fellow men? It could be someone at church, in the locker room. It's a difficult conversation.
It is, but I am excited to see the men that are actually beginning to gravitate towards this issue. Once you tell them the story, and you know, it could be their daughter, it could be their granddaughter, we're seeing men all over, particularly in Rotary, really gravitate to this issue. And I'll tell you, the Rotary International president spoke, didn't know a lot about this issue before yesterday. And during his speech today, he committed to to commit Rotary to this issue because he realizes the importance of it, not just here, but all over the world.
So what do you say when someone says, you know, listen, that's not me, there's nothing I can do, you know, what can I do? I'm just one guy. How can I be of importance here?
Well, to give an example, I was at Passion Conference, and once I heard the story, I thought, why not Rotary? And we began with just a small movement in our club, and now it's a worldwide movement. And we've got over 200 countries involved in Rotary, and we're going to be taking this issue on worldwide. And the whole theme of the Candlelight Vigil tonight is the power of one. One person can make a difference in their sphere of influence. And what we tell people in clubs and groups that we speak to, don't get overwhelmed with the entire issue. Try to do one thing, and do one thing you can do it well. And if I may, I'll give you a quick example. There's a small town in Jackson County, a Rotary Club, that we're trying to figure out what they can do. Well, they have the largest truck stop in the Eastern Seaboard, and one of their members owns that truck stop. They began posting the Polaris hotline, the 888 number, and not only their truck stops, but in 20 states that they were affiliated with. And that's one small club doing amazing work.
And that's the kind of thing that is part of the goal of this summit at the Carter Center, to develop individual techniques or strategies like that. What are some other things that, particularly since you're Rotary, folks in business can do specifically to not just raise awareness, but actually do something, as you mentioned?
Well, the one thing we are trying to do is we're creating a business protocol, best practices for business, through the governor's task force and help with some other organizations. And we are asking corporations to incorporate that policy within the HR department. And we've seen some very big interest in that. And part of the summit, what I'm excited about, is a lot of groups have been doing great things separately. But the idea of this summit is you've got leaders from all over the world in one room talking about best practices, and we're sharing those practices and come up with a 10-year plan with President Carter.
Would one of those best practices be learning how to recognize when someone you see at work might be doing something, and then you're, of course, afraid to report because you might just have a suspicion. You might not know for sure. On the other hand, you don't want to miss something.
You're exactly right, and that's part of our best practices is to get them to report it, but also that there will not be any disciplinary action against them for reporting something they see suspicious. And that's what we encourage people to do. See something, say something.
Dave, we hear about these countless forums and campaigns and awareness initiatives, and it includes the World Summit that's right here in Atlanta. But there is some indication that, how do you know any of this is working? And listen, a $40 billion industry in human trafficking, that's not something you can do in a year or 2 years. There's this 10-year plan that you talked about. Any way to gauge if any of this is working?
Well, one thing we're coming up with a sum is a series of metrics so that we can gauge it. But you're exactly right. It's very hard to gauge how successful have you been. But I'll tell you, I've met the survivors, and they're my heroes of this issue. And I know we're making progress. And to be honest with you, it's only been about the last 8 years that we've really addressed this in a big way. And so summits like this and other things that we're doing right now is going to make a big difference.
And tonight there are going to be some speakers that we all know. Sam Olens, Georgia's Attorney General, will be speaking, and others as well.
Correct. Rachel Lloyd and Rachel Moran will be speaking. We've got Kevin Rowe playing some music that toured with the End It Movement. And we're just excited about the opportunity to show the power of one. And also our different groups will be there, so you'll be able to actually engage with them once the candlelight's over with.
Real quickly, Rose just asked you, how will you know when things are working? How will you monitor it? Do you have any way of keeping track?
We do. We're in the process of developing that at the summit, is metrics that we can measure it and report back every few months, and then we'll, at the end of this year, we'll have another summit to see how we've done for this year and continue to build on that.
Dave McCleary is the director of the Rotarian Action Group Against Child Slavery for the Americas. Dave, thank you so much. We know you have to get back to the Carter Center. Thank you so much for coming in and taking the time.